from the radio ranch in the heart of Liberty, Texas. It's the Bombastic Blogcast for Tuesday, December 17th, 2024. I'm the G-Man, Dan Gallo.
Hey, G-Man.
Hey there yourself. Defender of the peace, keeper of the justice, purveyor of truth. The kid with the patriotic red, white, and blue eyes, and one heck of a nice guy. Let's get things started officially with
the Daily Datagram.
You got it. Words of wisdom, words of inspiration, brain droppings, or noggin nuggets. You get to make the call. It says here, precious is the parrot who is trained by a clean tongue. Yeah. True, but he's not as funny.
I don't think that's funny.
Let's move along now with the so-called educational part of this big blogcast.
Twisted History.
Here we go.
Gather around, kids, because a lot of things happen on this day throughout history.
I know.
Some cool, some not so cool.
What's there?
Just the same. You need to know your Twisted History.
Okay.
You might be quizzed.
Right. Bring it on. All right, kids, it was on this day in 1903, the Wright brothers made the first controlled, powered, heavier-than-air flight in the Wright Flyer at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. There was no baggage to lose, and nobody got thrown off the flight. I guess you could call that the golden age of flying, huh? And it was on this day in 1947 that marked the first flight of the Boeing B-47 Stratojet strategic bomber. Yeah, the media were out there to cover the event. Plane took off, flew around for a while to impress the masses, and then landed. And in just a few short years, it was rendered obsolete by the B-52, which has been in constant service ever since. Go figure.
Staggers the imagination.
The more we're plowed with statements from the government, or government officials, and I'm going to put that word officials in quotes, that, go about your lives, citizens. Nothing to worry about here. Those drones are just routine and there's nothing nefarious. You know, the more I have to wonder, what are they trying to distract us from? Is this just a late October surprise, perhaps? Is this something nefarious on the part of the deep state? I mean, it seems pretty obvious that this isn't from a foreign entity. Because if it had been from a foreign entity, they would have acted by now, don't you think? Maybe I'm wrong about that, too. You know, anything that I have to say also must be met with the idea in mind that perhaps I'm wrong. Perhaps any of us are wrong. But the longer we're met with these statements, you know, go about your lives, citizens, nothing here. Nothing here to see. The more skeptical I get. Well, podcast king Joe Rogan said the mysterious drones that have buzzed around the tri-state area have left him genuinely concerned. And he said this Sunday after watching a video that floated an unverified theory. Let me emphasize the word unverified theory about the unmanned devices sniffing out harmful substances. This, I guess, is another possibility. Now, John Ferguson, who's the CEO of a remote aircraft system company in Kansas, claimed in a drawn-out TikTok video on Saturday, the drones are attempting to smell either a gas leak, radioactive material, or something else on the ground. Now, Ferguson says in the clip, noting that he doesn't believe the drones are nefarious, he says the only reason why you would ever fly an unmanned aircraft at night is if you're looking for something. So my belief is they're trying to smell something on the ground, gas leaks, radioactive material, whatever. Feasible, I guess. I mean, think about it. Have you seen the photos, the maps, the photo maps, heat-sensitive photo maps that show these drones in huge clusters? Why are they clustered in this particular area and this area only? The West Coast drones we've seen all turned out to be recreational, consumer-level drones. Nothing professional. So why are they clustered in this area and this area only and for such a protracted length of time? So Mr. Ferguson added that the theory was his best guess based on his expertise and just his opinion on the drone mystery, and admitted, "I've not bounced this off of anybody." And he said in the TikTok video, he says, so if you think it's bull crap, whatever, that's cool. I don't want to spread misinformation, as we know that there's a lot of that going around. But his theory seemed to resonate with a lot of people online, including Rogan, who offered his two cents on the drones. And whenever Joe Rogan offers his two cents, I have a tendency to listen because the guy's brilliant. You know, a lot of people think, you know, he's an actor, he's a comedian, you know, he's with the wrestling people. It doesn't matter. The man's got a functioning brain and seems to be pretty bright. So Rogan wrote on X Sunday, he says, this is the first video about these drones that's got me genuinely concerned. Now, he previously called the claims from the government, SUS, whatever that is, after White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the drones were not a public safety concern. And as you recall, I scoffed at that myself the other day. And many of the reported sightings are actually manned aircraft, they claim. And that's entirely possible. But I don't think that every claim of somebody seeing a drone the size of an SUV is bunk either. Now, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who hasn't told the truth in his entire life, I don't think, of course, has been downplaying the concerns. But then he always, you know, how long has he been telling us the border is secure? So anything he has to say, I'm sorry, I'm just not going with it. But he did say, he says, some of those drone sightings are in fact drones. Some are manned aircraft that are commonly mistaken for drones, and we do see duplicative reporting. Okay, maybe so. Now, Mayorkas also stressed that the department's deployed personnel and technology, and if there's any reason for concern, if we identify any foreign involvement or criminal activity, we'll communicate with the American people accordingly. Bullcorn. I'm not buying that. And then he added, right now, we're not aware of any. If we become aware of any, we'll communicate accordingly and take appropriate action. No, you won't. You know what it is, and I think you all are behind it. Okay, that's just my theory. I think they're trying to distract us from something. And again, I could be wrong. But the media has been asking time and time and time again of Homeland Security, what's the deal? And they're not getting any answers. And a wide range of polls, both Republicans and Democrats. I mean, the good thing to come out of this is I'm seeing a little bipartisanship here. They've been making noise about the seemingly endless drone sightings, particularly in the tri-state area. We're not getting these sightings anywhere else in this big, big country of ours that includes Alaska and Hawaii. And we have territories, too, that we own. We've got Guam. We've got the Marianas Islands. We've got Saipan. We've got Tinian. None of these sightings. And you got Chuck Schumer, who's a despicable criminal, called on the feds to deploy radar technology to identify the drones. He doesn't understand that radar alone isn't going to give you any answers. It's just going to tell you there's something up there. Anyhow, Schumer, along with New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, Cory Booker of New Jersey, and New Jersey Senator Andy Kim, sent a letter to the FBI, Homeland Security, and the Federal Aviation Administration last week demanding an explanation. They want to know what they're doing to identify and address the source of these incursions. But you see, another problem here is that our deep state is so arrogant and so large and in charge all the time that even a letter from a senator no longer gets their attention. The sad truth of the matter about this drone mystery is if we're going to get answers, it'll be thanks to social media and alternative media. You know, really, it's going to be your Facebook, your Twitter. It's going to be the other associated media outlets. And then, of course, the alternate media like Joe Rogan podcasts, Megyn Kelly, people like that, who are very influential these days. They've proven their worth already with this election, which I think is fabulous. But these drones have been flying around now for weeks. We're still not getting any answers from the government or anybody else for that matter. We are getting theories. But there's another one floating around out there that this could be part of a top secret government program. And this is according to certain security experts who have been talking with the media, all of the media, not just the mainstream media. They've been talking with conservative media as well. And lawmakers, of course, are pushing for answers, as we just mentioned. Now senators are making phone calls and writing letters and still not getting answers. I mean, just the sheer arrogance of the deep state through this whole thing is mind-boggling. But the feds are going to remain mum. That's pretty clear. I mean, if you think that anybody in the federal government right now is going to give us any answers anytime soon, you're just deluding yourself. I'm sorry. Because this mystery has been going on since November 18th. And here it is, the 17th of December. We're coming up on a month of this nonsense and still no answers. But we have several experts now saying that the U.S. government might be behind these flights, which could be part of a super secret military program meant to test new hardware before it hits the battlefield. Well, of course, that's possible. Now, why are these clustered? Because I asked this question a minute ago. Why are these all clustered over the tri-state area? Well, there are military bases clustered in that area, not the least of which is that big base down in Lakehurst, New Jersey. It used to be known as Lakehurst Naval Air Station, and now it's a combined base. A couple of different branches of the armed forces work there. Lakehurst is the place where the Hindenburg went down on May 6th of 1937. Famous event took place there at Lakehurst Naval Air Station. There are several, I don't know if you ever saw maps of the place. I've seen aerial photos, satellite photos of Lakehurst. It's huge. Physically, it's huge. And there are all kinds of hangars and buildings and test facilities there. So this is entirely possible. So we have a guy by the name of Clint Emerson, who's a retired Navy SEAL, and he's the owner of a security company known as Escape the Wolf. I like that name, Escape the Wolf, a security company. Boy, it sounds secure. And he says, quoting him, he says, "My first guess is these are potentially government programs kept within what's known as Special Access Program, which is purposely put together to keep the most cleared people out. It truly is to keep it secret." Now, let me tell you a little bit about security clearances, because I was loaded down with them when I was in the Air Force. We had a colonel down there at the technical school headquarters at Keesler Air Force Base who used to tease me. He'd say, "Ah, there's Gallo. He's got all those security clearances, including burn before reading." And when it comes to top secret and top secret crypto material, the way it's treated is nobody sees this stuff unless they have proven that they have a need to know the content. So this talk about people within the government, high-ranking military officials, not knowing what these drones are is entirely legitimate. That is entirely legitimate. I'm saying that twice just to hammer that home. So when somebody who is wearing a uniform with all those ribbons down his left side and all those little stars on his shoulders, and he truly, you know, he says, "Look, I don't know what this stuff is," you can pretty much believe him. Well, let me walk that one back, okay? But I don't know. The security expert, he says, that's why the government's like, "We don't know. We're being truthful. They don't even know the program exists." All right. Again, that's this guy, Clint Emerson, retired Navy SEAL and owner of the security company Escape the Wolf. And he's right on the money when he says that. Believe me, I know this. And he says it's impossible to know what the drones might be doing, but he suspects the secret is the technology they're carrying, not the devices themselves. Again, a very valid point. He said it could be different types of collection capabilities. So different types of cameras, like high-definition infrared or thermal. A second payload, for instance, could be the hardware that grabs all the cell phone data in a given environment. Oh, because believe me, my friend, we are all being watched. Yeah. So, he says, how much data can we collect with this? Let's say we got 10 drones. They fly in a grid. How much cell phone traffic can we pick up? Not actual conversations, but just the signature of millions of cell phones. What can 10 drones pick up over an area? That's a legitimate test. They're not invading your privacy. That's legitimate data. And that's a capability. And what better place to do that than New Jersey, the country's most densely populated state? I don't know if you knew that, but it is. I mean, people are packed in like sardines in New Jersey. He says, so that would be my number one guess. It's very closely held program, and they're doing what they need to do to ensure their technology actually works. Now, the weirdest part, if that's what it is, the people running it wouldn't have to say a word. Because if it's a secret program, they have to keep it secret. I mean, look at all the extents they went to keep the development of the atomic bomb secret. I mean, look at that area out there where the bomb was developed. Los Alamos. I mean, barren wilderness. So, this guy Emerson says, the beauty of a special access program is they're kind of in their own lawless little world. They can go do whatever they want, and they don't have anybody to tell. They don't have to tell anybody. Now, Kelly McCann, who's a security expert and former Marine Special Missions Officer who worked for the Office of Naval Research, echoed Emerson's comments and said he thinks the government's testing out some operational capability. Says it's weird how we're supposed to have control of the skies, but this is going on and no one's saying doodly squat. He says, I don't buy it. Tech exists to drop one or all of them, and they haven't. Meaning, we have the technology to bring down all of those drones, and we could do it now. But nobody's doing anything. So he's calling BS. So that's likely not much comfort to New Jersey politicians who are dealing with swarms of complaints about the low-flying devices. Can you imagine the telephones in the offices of these senators in New Jersey? How those phones are going off constantly now? They're not getting a moment's peace, I assure you. So GOP Representative Chris Smith, who represents a rather wide swath of South Jersey, said yesterday that state residents deserve swift and bold action by the government to investigate and address the situation. He said, understandably, New Jersey residents are very alarmed at this significant and reoccurring phenomenon, and the tepid response from our state and federal agencies so far is totally unacceptable. So you see, there's plenty of heat being applied here with no results so far. And he said, as we saw with the Chinese spy balloon last year, our fiercest adversaries will stop at nothing to surveil our homeland and threaten our national security. Got a good point. And then meanwhile, there's State Senator John Bamnick, a Republican from the state's 21st legislative district. He said that New Jersey should issue a limited state of emergency banning all drones until the public receives an explanation regarding these multiple sightings. Well, that's a great idea, except for one problem. Again, under a PAP, you know, the personal or the that special access program, they can do whatever they want. You could issue all the bans on drones in the world, and it will not stop the project. See? So, anyhow, last Monday, the governor said that he doesn't blame people for being frustrated, but reiterated that there seems to be no threat. Governor Murphy, quoting him, he says, we see no evidence, and this includes Homeland Security, the FBI, Secret Service, our state police, and authorities at all levels of government. The most important point to say is we don't see any concern for public safety. Having said that, it's really frustrating that we don't have more answers about where they're coming from and why they're doing what they're doing. And he added that there were 49 drone sightings Sunday night. And Murphy added that he spoke to the White House and Homeland Security Sunday, and he's hoping that we get some answers sooner than later. Yeah, you can keep hoping. And he says they're apparently very sophisticated. The minute you get eyes on them, they go dark. We're obviously most concerned about the sensitive targets and critical infrastructure. Well, then, okay. Naturally, you would be. But then there's this angle. Those things have been floating around there since November 18th, and there have been absolutely no major infrastructure failures. The water seems to be running, hot and cold. The electricity is still on. The natural gas is still working because the people have heat in their homes. So what's the deal? You know, you have to wonder. Now, the feds have said that they're investigating the sightings, and I'm sure some of them are, appear at this point now to be similarly worried. Because remember, as we just explained, when it comes to access to classified information, you've got high-ranking military. I'll bet you nobody in the Pentagon, or maybe only a handful of people in the Pentagon who are sworn to secrecy, know what this is all about. All the rest of those high-ranking officers have no clue. That's the way the system works. So, these feds, who appear similarly worried, and the FAA has restricted drone flights over Picatinny Arsenal in Morris County and the Trump National Golf Club in Somerset. But no one in local or federal law enforcement has put forward a motive for the nightly flights. Even as all these witness videos flood the internet. So FBI spokeswoman Amy Torson said, unfortunately, we don't have any answers and we don't want to guess or hypothesize about what's going on. Okay, probably being an official body of the government like that, the FBI wouldn't want to hypothesize. And she says, we're all doing what we can to figure it out. Still, it's not very reassuring. I have on occasion made some disparaging statements about George Stephanopoulos, whom I regularly refer to as George Snuffleupagus. He's a little worm. I mean, he is so entrenched in the Clinton organization, even to this day, I can't take him seriously as a journalist. I just can't. I mean, believe me, Joe Rogan is 10 times the journalist that Stephanopoulos will ever be. First of all, Stephanopoulos is no more than just a reader. He's a host. And you know what they refer to them in the UK? Presenters. That's what he is. He's a presenter. He doesn't do any real journalism on his own. He just does whatever's put on the teleprompter in front of him. Well, now ABC News and Snuffleupagus have agreed to pay President-elect Trump $16 million to settle a defamation lawsuit. It's about time. Snuffleupagus really, pardon the expression, pissed me off. A couple of years ago when he was doing an interview, and I don't even remember who he was interviewing at the time, because that's not important. That's not the important part. He kept pressing this guest over and over and over again, saying, will you at least concede that the 2020 election was legitimate? And the guest wouldn't do it. Now, the guest, I do remember this much about the guest. The guest was someone who used to work with Donald Trump during his first administration. I mean, just absolutely absurd. And that just angered me to the nth degree. Now, this settlement was publicly filed Saturday, just days before the two sides were set to sit for depositions in the case. So the way this shakes out is ABC News agreed to pay a $15 million donation to a presidential foundation and museum to be established by or for Trump, as presidents of the United States of America have established in the past, along with $1 million for Trump's attorney fees. And this is all set down in the settlement. ABC News and Stephanopoulos also would issue statements expressing their regret to the online article version of the anchor's March interview that prompted Trump to file this federal lawsuit earlier this year. I mean, I've seen it on a number of occasions where Stephanopoulos has actually stated as if it was fact that Donald Trump was convicted of rape. He has never, ever been convicted of rape. Accused of it? Yes, but never convicted of it. And yet Stephanopoulos goes on network TV and says, you know, Donald Trump was convicted of rape. Well, maybe ABC is going to look at this situation too. That's a lot of money for a network to pay. $16 million. Maybe ABC is going to rethink Snuffleupagus's contract. So, anyhow. The apology would read, according to the settlement agreement. That's already set out. Here's how the apology would read. ABC News and George Stephanopoulos regret statements regarding President Donald J. Trump made during an interview by George Stephanopoulos with Representative Nancy Mace on ABC's This Week on March 10th, 2024. Now, Trump slapped ABC and Stephanopoulos with this lawsuit in Miami federal court after Snuffleupagus incorrectly said multiple times that Trump was found liable. That's what he said. Trump was found liable for rape, which, of course, is saying the same thing during the This Week interview with Nancy Mace. Now, in May of 2023, a Manhattan jury ordered Trump to pay $5 million to the former advice columnist E. Jean Carroll after finding him liable for sexually abusing her at a department store in 1996 and later defaming her in his statements where he denied her allegations. So Trump had sought unspecified damages. Now, the settlement, which was first reported by Fox News, came just a day after Magistrate Judge Lisette Reed ordered Trump and Stephanopoulos to sit for hours-long depositions just days before Christmas. But here again, it's the arrogance of the mainstream media at play here, and the mainstream media all across the board. ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, and what's left of MSNBC are just so entrenched in left-wing politics, they will do anything to smear anyone who's not a Democrat or a leftist. To the Comedy Corner with yet another wonderful selection from the Twisted Christmas Collection. And here's a great treatment of an old classic.
There's another Santa Claus, there's another Santa Claus, there's another Santa Claus there. Everywhere you look, you can't escape, there's Santas everywhere. Bells are ringing, children screaming, something doesn't seem right. His beard is gray and that's a nice toupee, but his eyebrows ought to be white.
There's another Santa Claus, there's another Santa Claus, there's another Santa Claus there. One at the mall and one in the window, sitting in a velvet chair. Fat one, skinny one, tall one, short one, cheeks so rosy and bright. That Christmas cheer smells a lot like beer, oh, Santa Claus a cat tonight.
In the house. Yo, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
No, I cannot make a $20 bill. I'm very sorry.
Ho, ho, ho. Hi. What am I doing here? Happy Hanukkah.
Just saw Santa Claus. Just saw Santa Claus. Just gave a Santa Claus change. Drove downtown and a bell ringing. Santa Claus hit me up again. When those sleigh bells jingle, jangle on my rooftop tonight. Will my chimney be backed up with Santa's all crammed in tight?
There's another Santa Claus, there's another Santa Claus, there's another Santa Claus there. Everywhere you look, you can't escape, there's Santa's everywhere.
Bells are ringing, children screaming, something doesn't seem right. His beard is gray, that's a nice toupee, but his eyebrows ought to be white.
Have a a terrific Tuesday. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on tomorrow's bombastic blogcast. Remember, no such thing as spare change, free lunch, or too much horsepower. And you be sure to take some time today just to thank the good Lord that you're an American.
You mean that's it?
See you tomorrow, G-Man.